Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. You got to thank BuzzFeed because they just put together a list of life hacks that their people are saying they're so good that they should be part of your daily routine.
Ooh. I'm trying to think of like a life hack that would be good for our daily routine on our show.
Oh, really?
Well, just, you know, life. Wait. We're up early. I don't know. I'm trying to think of something. I can't think of anything.
How about this one for a life hack? Keep your alarm clock or phone across the room out of arm's reach.
I mean, I have like five alarms set on my phone. But then I have two specific alarm clocks that are – and I do that. I make sure that I can't reach them, so I have to get out of bed. But I also make it so that I don't want those to go off because I don't want to deal with and understandably so, an angry wife that has to hear those old hammer bell alarms. So I have two of those. And they're far enough where I have to get out of bed, turn them off, and then at that point I'm up. You know what I mean? Because I know I'm like, oh, in 30 minutes, those things are going off, and it's not going to make my wife happy. And I get why.
Mm-hmm. That's what you, hey, look, you need that kind of stuff when you're a person that doesn't like to get up that early in the morning. You need something to motivate you.
The worst, though, is when there's been times where I like left for work and I forgot to turn those off. Like I left early or whatever it may be. And then I get the text that just says, your alarms went off.
Oh,
and I'm like,
man.
I am so sorry.
Yeah.
Nobody should have to wake up to those.
Yeah, but, you know, and I've had that happen, too, in my life when Kathy and I were in the same room. And it's like, what do you want me to do? This is my job. I get it. It sucks. But guess what? You get to actually go back to sleep.
Right.
I would love the opportunity to complain about the alarms going off, then go right back to sleep. I'll switch places with you right now. She never liked that argument.
No.
Go figure.
Yeah.
How about this one? When working from home, use your breaks to complete simple chores.
No.
Well, that's very matter of fact.
I worked from home for so long, and it just never happened. So it's like I had those intentions of like, oh, I should probably like clean the bathroom or, you know, take the breaks so that way you don't have to do anything later. I never did it.
See, when I was sick and I was out for a week, like, and I was still following along with the show and helping with what I could from home, like, I would get up during the breaks and put a load of laundry in or put the dishes away. Like, it was so nice. I loved it.
Yeah, like, dude, when I was on COVID protocol, and I was at the show from home, that was the one awesome part. I was able to get all my chores done during the show.
Right?
So, like, oh, yeah, that's what I love. Yeah, I'm the same way, man. I love that.
I cleaned the toilets. I did the dishes. It was so awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it made me wish that we had a laundry machine at the radio station because I got all my laundry done
while the show was on. But then I got to bring all my dirty clothes to
work.
That's kind of awkward.
That's the downside, yeah. How about this for a list? This is, again, BuzzFeed's list of life hacks. Get things ready for the next morning, the night before. It's like they've talked to me. Do you guys want to know how bad it is with me?
Yeah.
Yes, of course I do.
Of course. I already have Friday's clothes ready, Saturday's clothes ready, and Sunday's clothes ready. And I always am like 3 days ahead.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not that crazy. I do it that I got into the habit when Steve actually inspired it because he was like,
"Thank you."
I pick out the same outfit every day so I don't have to think about it. And when you said that, I was like, "You know what? Why am I thinking in the morning? I don't need to do this."
No, just grab a black T-shirt and black pants, and you don't have to worry about what you're grabbing, except for Kraken Thursdays. And I forgot to do that, so this morning I have to like quietly open up my dresser drawer, not trying to wake my wife up so I can get a stupid Kraken shirt out.
Oh,
stupid Kraken!
That's why I plan my clothes, Steve, because I have a squeaky thing too, and I was like, okay, I'm tired of getting yelled at in the morning because, again, you know, the conversation my wife and I had, again, I'm going out to work. It's not like I want to be doing this. So I was like, all right, I'll get it all ready the night before and then even just get it all ready. You know, then I'm there. I'm already pulling stuff out. And it's like, well, I know I'm going to need underwear. I know I'm going to need socks. I'm going to need to pick out a shirt. They're, like, I'm already at the place where I'm picking all the stuff out. So it's like, all right, I'll just get three of you. I'll get three of you. You know,
that's the nice part about just leaving all the laundry on top of the dryer. Fold it and put it up there.
Oh, I could never do that.
It's wrinkly. Don't care.
Oh, I've been guilty of that where it's like, oh, it's probably pretty wrinkly. You know what? I got to go brush my teeth. I'll just turn on the dryer for a few minutes and it'll unwrinkle it.
Oh, nice. That's a life hack right there.
Nice call. All right, here's another life hack for you. I think some of you are going to hate this one. Don't put it down, put it away, your mantra.
What are we talking about?
So whenever you go to put something down, don't put it down, put it away, is what they're saying. No,
my wife always gives me a hard time because I'll get something out of the mail and I'll look at it and I'll put it down on the little island table that we have in the kitchen. And then I'll just sit there for like weeks. And she's like, when are you planning on doing anything with that letter? I'm like, I'll get to it. She's like, when? It's been 2 weeks. Like, I'm sure whatever the bill is already past due. I was like, all right, I'll open it up. And it's like, it takes 2 seconds.
This is making me not want to like live with anybody ever, ever. Like, not even in a relationship. Because I love just being like, when I want to be messy, I want to leave that bill on the table for as long as I want to leave it on. Like, I don't think I could ever live with anybody else again.
Oh, boy, this is not good, Vicky, because basically...
Have you thought about getting cats?
Yeah.
Allergic, but...
Oh. Yeah.
I think snakes. I hate those ones.
Maybe snakes, I don't know.
Oh,
I'll be that lady.
She's
going
to have to get robots. That's what she's going to have to get. How about this one?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A notebook pad on your pantry or refrigerator to stay stocked. Or a whiteboard, right? Does a whiteboard do the same thing?
I just go, babe, it looks like we're getting low on milk.
babe.
Boy, you know, she really is in the dream relationship.
God, right?
Thank you.
Yeah, she really is. I mean, you know, it's like the princess fairy tale situation when you came along.
I would agree to that, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. Hey, how about this? When cooking, clean as you go. Those are my services.
Yeah, I just as my wife's cooking, I'm doing the dishes. So, see, I'm not so caveman like you guys like to allege.
Well, I think what they're saying is that the cook should clean as they go. Because if you've got a messy cook in your house, they don't clean anything. They don't clean a darn thing.
Oh, so here I am helping out. I shouldn't help out, is what you're saying.
Well,
you run that one by
tell your wife that BJ told you that you shouldn't help out and see how that goes.
Babe, they say I shouldn't help clean when the cook should be cleaning.
Yeah. Steve, if guys like you and I aren't around, because with my mother-in-law, I mean, and of course, you know, her daughter takes after her, it is a mess central. They just don't clean. They just throw stuff in the sink. They only clean something if they go, oh, I need that bowl again because I'm mixing something and I need that size. Otherwise, and I look at it and I go, you know, you're waiting for the thing to be cooked in the oven. Why wouldn't you then just turn around and clean all the stuff you mixed it with?
Or why don't you swoop in and help them out?
Well, that's exactly why I started doing that, because when they looked at me and said, what are you talking about? I'm like, okay, this is okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to start doing this because I feel like it's logical to do. So that's exactly what I do, Steve. And I think they were just basically using this as a way to get me to clean.
And I hear that if you put a dry towel in the sink when you're doing the dishes will dry quicker.
Yeah, it's just
really?
Science.
Yes.
Huh?
Actually, if you open the dishwasher, put a towel in, close it, it helps take all that moisture out.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Had a few people text it in. I've done it before.
Okay,
too.
Vicky, you know, when you stop blowing my with you, if you're going to tell me this towel doesn't. No wonder they have National Towel Day. Apparently,
towels are
amazing. We
They're
never
very
knew.
Important.
If you put a dry towel on top of your television, the commercial breaks are shorter.
Is it really?
Yeah. Science! Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, that's good. So, wait, a towel in the dishwasher when? While it's going?
No, when it's done, you know, when you open it and it's all steamy and the everything is still wet, you put the towel in there and that's what absorbs all that steam and moisture. So your dishes in the dishwasher will dry quicker. Unless you do a dry setting, you can do that instead, but save on electricity, I guess.
Wow. That's, you know what? This towel stuff is really blowing my mind. Because I got a lot of extra towels. I am going to do this.
There you go.
I'm toweling this bee up. Wow. I'm very, because if I can get that dryer time from 80 minutes down to 60 minutes, I'd be so happy. Because it used to be an hour to dry stuff. And then they put out these new machines and tell you they're better, and they're not better. They take 20 minutes longer to dry stuff.
Has there been situations where you're like, I can't come out. I'm about 70 minutes in on my dryer cycle. Like, I mean, like, when have you needed to have something dry 20 minutes?
Do you do the laundry in your home?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, usually the laundry cycle is shorter. It's like about 60, usually about 60 minutes.
Okay.
You know, or less. So if you got a laundry, so if you got an 80-minute dryer cycle, you're not officially using your time where, you know, I like to get down there, the laundry's done, switch them over, and I can't do that because I still got 20 minutes left on the dryer. But this towel trick, if it puts me back down to 60 minutes, then we got an efficient machine working. You know what I'm saying, Steve? Because I'm doing, how many loads are you doing? You got a kid now. You got to be doing how many loads?
That's a question I'm not answering on the show.
I mean, look, I know you were doing a lot of loads when you were trying to have a child. I mean, after the child, how many loads are you doing? Hey. Laundry. I'm saying of laundry.
Of laundry, I don't know. Sometimes two.
I don't think you do the laundry in your house.
I 100% do all the laundry.
All right.
I know you're waiting for me to be like, just kidding. There's no punchline.
How do you not know that?
Because I put it in there. I hit some buttons. I wait for the obnoxious song that the Samsung dryer makes. And then
okay.
I'm like, all right, it gets in a little while. I'll go up there and change it. I'm not like waiting.
Oh, so you don't even go up there in a high, you know, so
I'm
you're
not like
up
waiting,
there.
Like, hurry up.
I want this done.
Put it in the dryer.
This
and don't hate on that song. That song
pretty well. Sucks.
It's a well-oiled machine in my house, Steve. I don't sit there and wait and let the stuff sit. It's got to like bing, 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 like a factory, all right?
I'll get up there when I'm done watching my show or whatever, and then I get up there and everything's good. I've never once been like, man, this needs to – I need it to be more efficient.
You can never work in my laundry factory, I'm afraid.
Good.
Laundry factory. Good God.
You can't do it. It's got to be – Vicky, you're allowed to work in the laundry factory because you got tips. Wow, I thought you'd be happy to work. You know what? You qualify. You are, you know what? You're a good enough worker. You don't let mail sit on the counter. You got the towel tricks. But Danny's not invited because look at Danny. He doesn't even do his laundry. He just like, he doesn't turn the heat on in the house. He doesn't do the laundry. He doesn't do anything.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.